Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name. Cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. La, 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 la.
Something here together that the establishment hates, an electric digital town hall on radio stations and TV stations and huge audiences online in defiance of everything they've done. And I cannot stress to you enough the fact that the globalists are being exposed. We are doing really well. Things are terrible. They were going to do all this. It was part of their plan. But at least now when they do this, it creates more opposition every day. So we're in a fight, but at least we're not in a coma, and we actually are fighting back, and we're winning. But for those that are unconscious of this, it's a death sentence. Just like the man that called earlier, whose dad took the 3 Moderna shots. Those are the strongest ones, by the way. That's the equivalent of 12 Pfizer shots. It's the same exact shot, just equivalent of 4 each one. It pisses me off. Angel in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I showed my support for InfoWars and you.
Thank you.
By donating. And I don't just like to say thanks for waking me up. I actually like to show it. And the best way to show it is actually supporting y'all. And I'm actually excited because 2 days ago I bought a cow at my family's ranch in El Salvador.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, it's my backup plan, but I don't plan to go over there. I plan to stay here, fight the good fight.
Hey, what do you make of the new president there and what he's doing?
Oh, he's amazing. My mom loves him. Like, she doesn't like Trump, but she's coming around because she's seeing all the crap that Biden is doing and how he's demonizing him and is just showing their true colors. And actually, JFK running is actually a good idea because he's going to inject real ideas. He's going to set brush fires of liberty into the hearts of the prodigal Democrats, the Democrats that are good people. But they've been skewed away with this ideology of Satanism. That's what it is in the end.
Yeah, the Republicans aren't that good at the leadership level either. So,
absolutely. But Trump is great because if he brings JFK in and both of them mesh in, it becomes this equal balance. And
well, Roger Stone texted me during the break, and he said, call him. He said this JFK-Trump thing is going on. I don't know what's going to happen, but it's definitely being discussed.
one last thing, too. It also would satisfy the Q movement because they have this weird prophecy of John F. Kennedy Jr. being alive. It would actually be a good deep fake because...
No, I hear you, but isn't that classic? You've got a real RFK whose brother, you know, his dad was also killed, the attorney general who then ran for office was winning, ran for presidency. And, like, there's the real JFK right there that, like, you can support. And instead they're, like, you know, talking about his brother. And I've talked to the family. I've talked to him. His brother's dead, or his cousin's dead. You know, JFK Jr. is dead.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. I'm not going off of the QAnon thing, but it would all actually be a...
Sure. I mean, they've had rallies in Vegas. I've seen the video where they put a dude on the stage and say it's him. I mean, it is just crazy. And just like, oh, Biden's going to be removed on January 20th, 2021. It's just all of this. It's delusional. I had Steve Bannon on yesterday saying, yeah, the Q thing is bad. It's not real. And I'm not against the people that are into it. They just need to stop. I appreciate your call, Angel. All right. Some stations are about to join us. Some stations don't care the first five. We're going to go to break and come right back with Brenda and others. And again, folks, I'm not trying to bash the Q thing. It's just give me a break, ladies and gentlemen. Give me a break. Don't trust the plan. Don't mindlessly believe what anonymous people say. trust your own inclination, your own instincts, your connection to God, and trust your own eyes and realize who's going to save us? You. We're all in this together. We're going to save each other with God's help. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or get them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
They're cutting the energy systems off. They're imploding the border. They're shipping in fentanyl. They've defunded the police in blue cities across the nation. Crime is at one of the highest levels ever in our history. All of it is to demoralize you and make you give up. Don't do it. Expose the globalists and point out they're the ones creating the policies that are doing that. Here's a couple of examples of this. Walmart closes half of its Chicago stores, signaling urban struggles. And you've got Walgreens closing its last stores in San Francisco. I've got other articles here. Coffee shop in downtown Portland closing due to crime and extreme violence. Everywhere the Democrats are in control, this happens. The collapse of civilization. And then you say, well, let those neighborhoods collapse so they burn down their own stuff. Then it goes out from there. Let's go ahead and talk to Brenda in Nevada. Brenda, thanks for calling.
Hi, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. First off, I wanted to plug your CBD full spectrum 1,000 milligram, the tincture. I've been using it. I have a daughter with autism, and I've been using it for her, and it's really helped her with her focus, her sleeping. She's farther down the spectrum, so she has, you know, some different things that she struggles with, but it has really helped her. And I'm on my third order now, and I'm just going to keep buying it. I love it. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Before I get to your political point, yeah, this is a highly rated private label of one of the highest qualities you can get at around half the price you would pay other places. It really is amazing, whether it's the 25 milligram or the 10 milligram or the 1,000 milligram. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. People really need to get the CBD oil. What it does for your neurological systems, what the studies show with people with all sorts of problems, whether it be epilepsy or whether it be Parkinson's or whether it be autism, it just takes all those misfiring, overfiring storms in the brain and calms them down and just does incredible things. We don't promote stuff that doesn't work. And there's a lot of great CBD out there. Again, it doesn't get you high. I remember when I first started promoting CBD like 15 years ago, I had family that saw one of my free magazines in Austin that had a CBD ad in the back with a marijuana leaf on it, and they got very upset. He's now dead. He's one of my great uncles. He goes, we don't promote marijuana in this family. And I said, listen, I smoke pot sometimes, not often. I'm not going to be a hypocrite about it. Yeah, I can make you lazy and dumb. This doesn't have any of the THC in it. It's all the good stuff. And I gave him some, and he thought it was amazing for his joint pain. So, yes, everybody should get the CBD oil at InfoWarsStore.com.
Absolutely. And then when you order, too, with your points that you get back, it's even a greater discount. And so you're really providing a huge service to my family. I just want you to know that. And I really appreciate you. And I also wanted to bring up Dr. Rima Labau. She still has a lecture that hasn't been wiped yet, but it's called Codex Alimentarius and Food Nazification. I've been watching her for years, but this lecture is very old. It's actually when she used to be on your show a long time ago, and that's about when it was on YouTube. It talks about everything that's happening now, and especially with the mRNA vaccines and the food. So I don't know. I was kind of wondering if you were ever going to have her back on to maybe talk about this lecture, because everything she states in it is happening.
I have seen the lecture. She's an incredible trailblazer. And last time I tried to get in touch with her, I couldn't. How do we get her on?
Yeah, it'd be great to have her on again.
But, I guess I'll look up her website and find out. So she's still doing stuff.
Yeah, I still see, this video is from 2009, so this one's way old, but I still see some of her videos currently that you can find before they're wiped on YouTube, and Rumble hasn't really picked up on her yet, so I haven't really found anything on Rumble, but I believe through her website is...
Well, I promise you, Brenda, that I am going to get her on the show if she's able to do it. Thank you so much for the call and your support. Ray in Kentucky. Ray, you're on the air.
Alex Emmerich Jones, how you doing, man?
Man, it's the best of times, worst of times.
All right, so depopulation, I think, is the main thing that the people on the lower levels are looking at right now, or we need to be focused on. They're attacking us, right? So my whole reason for calling is just to touch on that and to make sure that folks are monitoring the food intake and all of that stuff, because it's already happening. They already execute this crap and then bring it up to us like an afterthought because they're sick, twisted, satanic cultists, and this is true. So I want to kind of just put that out there and let that stew a little bit. But also, what's Trump going to do? I mean, where's the direction going? Just to, like, jump onto Donald Trump. That was my main reason for calling. But
what is your view of what Trump should do?
Yeah, and I think I've said in the past too, I think this guy needs to just come out, start spitting all the truth, drop the theater nonsense, and come out and say, yeah, look at all of the from QuestionBot to Google, boom, 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 all of the data capturing they've been doing for their AI crap. I think Trump needs to come out and my wife's talking, hold on. I think Trump needs to come out and just start connecting with the people, drop the veil of secrecy about everything. I mean, this is the disclosure project, like a Genesis, right? So we need to just start telling the truth 100%, not working with these people, but putting their sins out in the forefront and saying, hey, this is what we are. If we're ever going to heal from it, we need to acknowledge we're bad. But once again, we're dealing with sociopaths. And
well, I totally agree that he needs to get more hardcore, but... Isn't it fair to say he's getting more hardcore?
Well, not being right in front of it, it's easy to speculate that, oh, this might not be true, or there may be more to this, or whatever. I think Donald Trump just needs to step up. He needs to have good people like you in his corner and others that are going to, you know, kind of bend him to the truth that's going on and get him to feel the plight that the people are really going through. Because we're hurting. I mean, we are hurting from all of this crap. And it's severe.
No, I agree. We're in a war. We need to recognize it and end the games. That's why I don't like the party atmosphere at Mar-a-Lago. This is not a party. This is a war. Ray, thank you. All right, let's go to Pete in Washington. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Alex. I just wanted to say that today Elon said accelerating synthetic mRNA tech was the silver lining of the whole vax program. So what I'm wondering is, if you could get on Judy Mikovits and Peter McCullough, Robert Barnes, Francis Boyle, and ask them if they see a path forward with Trump to deal with mRNA vaccines and mRNA and the food. I'm really worried about mRNA and the food, and it's convenient to the Chinese to put it in milk when they're 86% lactose intolerant, and you know Europeans tend to be around, you know, Ireland's 4%.
Sure, exactly. They're going to be exporting that into the United States. Again, they're not really. I said this too, so I'm not criticizing you. But they're not putting it in the milk. The cow udders grow the virus. It's in the milk. They're not injecting plants with viruses. The plants produce it. Does that make sense?
Yes, and it's also in tomatoes and lettuce. They're also capable of doing it. But it'd be great to hear from Francis Boyle and say, you know, given the landscape that you see before us, is there a way to protect America if you've got somebody who doesn't condemn the vax? I really worry Trump's the pharma candidate.
Well, that's why I agree. That's why I like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is you know, he's bad on guns, at least in the past, and abortion. So it's like, how do you weigh the two? But I think both men mean well and are good. I know the establishment hates them both. Who do you like better, JFK or RFK Jr. or Trump?
Here's my dream. If Trump came forward and said, I want RFK Jr. to be my vice president, I'm going to give him full latitude to deal with the danger of mRNA technology and issues relative to the Nuremberg Code, I'd be on it like white on rice. That would be incredible. But for Kennedy really needs to be able to move on that issue, or I can't see them getting together in a million years. Because, I mean, children's health.
No, I hear you and I agree, but how crazy is it that we have RFK Jr., a major leader, already polling higher in the polls than Joe?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Some big breaking news. You know that Michael Yon, investigative journalist, former Special Forces officer, has been all over the Darien Gap between Central and South America for the last year. Tens of thousands have died. They're coming in from Africa, the Middle East, Asia, Europe, everywhere. And so much pressure has been put down there. There's a big article on Breitbart. We'll put it on screen that shows the mass graves and the death and 50 miles of jungle you've got to go through. Then the UN pays for you to get into the United States. Mayorkas was just down there in the last 2 days. President Joe Biden's border chief is shutting down the deadly Darien Gap because of massive pressure. And the deadly jungle trail in Panama, he built for migrants in 2021. They told him come. Thus, this huge wave of northbound migrants is now overwhelming his border management plans. Now, they're not really getting rid of it, folks. They just can't build big enough centers because the rush is too big. He's saying, oh, we're going to shut this down so that they can cut back because the flood's so huge of millions, they can't even control it. This is just them kind of putting a governor on it. But still, it shows that our pressure is having a big effect. The shutdown news was delivered April 11th in trilateral joint statement issued by Panama, Colombia, and the border chief, Mayorkas. We'll continue to watch that as it unfolds. Mike in Tennessee, welcome, sir.
Hey, brother. God's providence is good. I've been watching you ever since the Barnes-Nick Fuentes debate.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was writing a book on that subject, and I just love that debate. Your question at minute marker 29 was awesome.
But what was the question?
Oh, your question was awesome. It was to Barnes. It was, well, Barnes, what do you think the percentage is of evangelicals that support modern-day Israel? Is it based upon what they think the Bible teaches or what their political beliefs are? And this is, I love Barnes, okay? I love him. But I think he lost the debate on that question. He said, well, I think it's 90% political and 10% biblical. And I'll segue that into my actual comment because that is actually flipped. It's actually opposite. Unfortunately, we live in a day where dispensationalism runs the church, and they're all Zionists. And so here's the play of the New World Order. It's not Russia and Ukraine. It's not China and Taiwan. World War III, according to Albert Pike and a lot of these guys, it's all going to be between Israel and Iran and the Muslim world. This is what Brzezinski did with Russia and
well, sure, to be clear, the Bible says it will trigger the world war.
Well, I'm a preterist. I'm an author. I'm a debater. I don't kind of come from the John Hagee view. So I believe
wait, let me see if my memory serves. A preterist believes that that 70 A.D., when Titus sacked Jerusalem, that that was actually the revelation.
Yes, I sent you two copies of my book, Armageddon Deception, a few months ago. But
yeah, I didn't see back then a mark of the beast to buy and sell and a world government and all the things they're describing there.
Sure, the 666, that's Nero Caesar. It was a common cryptogram. And it says that the number of the beast is 666, and his name, Nero Caesar, comes to 666. It says that his reign would be for 42 months. Nero's reign.
So you're saying in the last 2,000 years or 1,900 and something years that we've been living in utopia and Christ has returned?
We're living in what the Bible calls the New Covenant Age. The Jews understood there's this age, which was the Mosaic Age, and then the age that was about to come, and that's the New Covenant Age. And so when Christ is talking about coming upon the clouds, he comes upon the clouds as the Father had come upon the clouds in the Old Testament. He came through armies. So when he says, when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, that was the Roman army. That's not a battle in our future. And Rome, they went away for a period, and all the Christians left because they remembered what Jesus said, and they fled to Pella and were safe. And so the coming of Christ.
Sir, I'm not cutting you off, but I promise each caller 2-3 minutes. I got to jump. Thank you, Mike. Christopher in New York, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. I just looked on the Children's Health Defense News. Biden to spend $5 billion on new coronavirus vaccine incentive supported by Bill Gates, Fauci, and Republican lawmakers. It's called Project Next Gen, successor to Operation Warp Speed.
And Trump needs to decry that.
Exactly. Okay. I got that's the politics. Now, something more important that personally involves you. I have a Hunginger chair, which was a Victorian folding chair that my family up in Carmel in New York bought from the apartments of some rich person back in the 1960s, and they said it belonged to P.T. Barnum. Now, when we got that chair, they had carnival paint, red, white, and blue on the top, but my father refinished it. You know, it was a bad thing to do, but he did it. And I think your derriere would fit very nice in it because I did 1,000 hours of research on it. I cannot verify it, but I don't see any. It was from Somers, New York. That's the birthplace of the circus, the American circus. So if you
want. Well, brother, if you want to, I'd love to see it. And
I'll send you a picture, and I'm pretty sure, because I saw the paint when I was a child, when I was young, and I don't see any reason to put that type of paint on that type of furniture, because that chair is sort of a famous make, Hunginger.
Well, I want to see it. I mean, I just want to see it. Okay. So we'll get your name and number. We'll give you one of the producer's emails to make sure we get the photo. I love stuff like that.
Your derriere would fit very nice in it, because after I die, it's going to go in the garbage.
Well, you're awesome, brother. You heard about Biden to spend $5 billion on COVID vaccines. Yeah, no one even wants them. And I did see that, not from Children's Health Defense and Robert F. Kennedy, but I had seen her doing that. It's just insane.
All right. Give me someone that I'll give them my email, and I can send you a picture.
All right. Thank you, Christopher. Guys, get Christopher's name and number. And please, I want to see this chair. I'm always like begging for it, but I haven't even seen what it looks like. I just want to. P.T. Barnum, that's pretty cool. My derriere. I've been accused of being like P.T. Barnum. They act like that guy was some master criminal putting on circuses. Wow. Back then, that was seen as corrupt. Now, like, wish they still had the circus, but oh, it's politically incorrect, so it's all gone. We'll be right back with more phone calls straight ahead. Stay with us. They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner. with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's Alex Jones.
I want to say something about the caller before last, talking about the whole preterist movement that believes that when Titus sacked Jerusalem in 70 AD, that he was the Antichrist and that prophecy's all been fulfilled. Okay, well, where's the devil in chains for 1,000 years? Where is Christ returning to earth? Where are the giant pillars of fire that destroy whole cities? Where's the mark of the beast to buy and sell? And everyone in the world sees the beast at the same time. And what's basically described as like 30, 40-foot tall holograms. That's the AI, folks. And so I'm not going to bash people that are preterists or that are pre-tribulation or post-tribulation. We know evil's real. And we know Bible prophecy is being fulfilled. I'm not going to sit here and fight with people about arguing about different views on these things. You can have whatever views you want, but this obviously, 1,900 years after the fall of Jerusalem, is not Christ on Earth utopia. This is not that. The devil has his counterfeit to control us through the attack on free will. Christ has the opposite of AI that's beyond AI, that is spiritual, where we unify through free will. But I'll say this, and I read all the literature. I mean, I say all of it. I read tons of literature by the big billionaires and the engineers and the top quantum mechanics, physicists, and most of them were atheists. And most genetic engineers, even 30 years ago, were atheists until they saw the code, until they looked at everything, and they said, listen, this is not man-made. And now they know that the dark matter is the majority of the universe, and they have mathematical equations that it is other higher dimensions or more larger dimensions, more powerful dimensions that are holding this dimension in place, that this is artificially made. And you can just look around. You're on a planet in space. All this is going on, and there's a spirit. There's a transmission that people are picking up to serve evil or to serve good and God's plan. And this is all a big test. But people imagine, well, I die, I just go away forever. But we now know that our genetics is just a template that manifests in this dimension, and that energy then overlays into that, and that basically our bodies are simply the footprint of our powerful spiritual beings that we are. It's a signature. The spider web is not the spider. It's what the spider creates. I don't compare it to a spider, but that's basically the analogy is the spider web is not the spider. A photo of a Bengal tiger is not the Bengal tiger. And this is just a manifestation of what we are, these ethereal beings of light that God created. And the mainline scientists, you name it, and I've been around Bilderberg group members, top billionaires, all of them, none of them believe that we came out of pond scum. None of them believe we crawled out of a lake. None of them know. They all know it's spiritual. And spiritual just simply means what we don't know. But as we learn more, we see what the ancients said is absolutely true. Not just the Jews, not just the Christians. And I'm not saying that Christianity isn't the way to go. I believe it. It's the truth of God. I'm saying the ancient civilizations all basically said the same thing. And they said there are creatures that work for God that came here and were involved in developing us under God's plan, God's gardeners. And then there's a group that broke away, like a union dispute, and it's out to do bad stuff and create its own universe, its own reality. Well, what are the globalists doing? We're going to build AI, metaverses, new realities. And now they say, oh, this is a simulation. Something else is running. We're going to free you. Come to our simulation. Well, I'll take God's simulation any day, which is a simulation in this dimension of the higher dimension. The planets are real. The suns are real. Our DNA is real. Our grandfather and grandmother and great-grandmother, they were real. But it's only a energetic manifestation. It's like a computer screen is zeros and ones. You're talking to your mom and your brother, your wife, your whoever, your boss, and it looks like them. It sounds like them. And that's them on the other end. It's interfacing, but that's just digits. And that's what our genetic code is digits. And so our bodies are like talking to your best friend when they're on a business trip in, say, Japan, and you're talking to your friend, and they're there. They're not in the room with you, but that's digital information put in, reconfigured on the other side. That's baby-level tinker toy stuff compared to humanity. And I remember being about 15 years old, and I didn't usually hunt with my dad still in a deer stand, but, you know, we said, hey, let's hang out, let's talk, let's get in this deer stand and talk a few hours. And I said, Dad, do you really believe in God? And do you really believe we're eternal? He said, well, I've had spiritual experiences, and I've had some too, and I've had a lot more since then. He said, I know it's real. I've had discernment. I've had things, you know, the dreams I've had come true. I know there's a lot we don't understand, and I have a relationship with Christ, and yes, I believe that. But he said, you have to understand, just like computers can download something and then re-upload it or make copies, that's basically what this is your energy is going to go to the lower dimensions and chaos and destruction and Satan, or it's going to resonate up into God. And if it's accepted by God, then you will ascend into that. You won't become God, but you will be in God's court. you will be in that realm. And I'm not saying God doesn't have all the power. God has all the power. But God set this plan in motion. And you decide to not go with God. You decide to not cry out for God. You decide to not make the electrochemical, spiritual, interdimensional connection that then will take over your life for the good so you're ready and prepared to go there. So hell is being cut off from God. Can you imagine eternity with the energy of Satan and devil worshipers and pedophiles and backstabbers and liars and corrupt people, and you are energetically not in the third dimension, but in their own phantom zone they created because they wanted to be God. So Satan was allowed to create his own dimension in and around this planet and try to get us to help him manifest a further creation out of that. Because we are made in the image of God. We're way more creative, way more powerful than Satan. He's just older and has been there since he was made by God, one of his master builders. And so this is a rebellion in the heavens. And I've been there. I've seen it. I'm not going to get into it all, folks, but just let me tell you something. When I go to sleep at night, it's like 100 lifetimes. Most people don't have rapid eye movement until the last hour of sleep. I go to bed. I go into rapid eye movement. I've set up a night vision camera, you know, in my bedroom years ago. 20 minutes in, night, you know. I mean, you talk about the Sandman. You talk about sleep. And all that is water coming out of your eyes, saline solution, because your eyes are moving so quick. Folks, I wake up an hour after I go to bed and I got to go take a piss or whatever. I have sleep already all over my face. I wake up and I have to barely open my eyes and just wipe it off. And that's when your brain goes to that spot. I am so blessed. And it's only been the last 6, 7, 8 years that I just REM sleep for 7 hours. And it's because that's when you're really opening the gate, folks, the third eye. That is, you know, is the pineal gland, all of it. And it's incredible. And I mean, the stuff I've seen, I could go, I'm not bragging, it's just, I want you to know this. These are things never before seen. They're not in movies, they're not in literature. You think they've invented everything, you think you've seen everything, you think Hollywood's, no. There's a lot of this stuff that is shielded from the evildoers. They're not allowed to know this stuff. And I'm not claiming to be some holy man or have all the answers. But I definitely love justice and love God, and I'm not a coward. I have experiences when I'm asleep that are the download of the information, and then I have to later, what I can remember, try to piece it together and see it. But it's always super advanced, over-the-horizon knowledge, and it's not coming from my brain. It's being beamed into my brain. And why do the globalists hate me so much and get so upset? It's the potential I have. It's the potential you have. There's something about Trump they don't like, too. He's worldly and got issues, but he doesn't want them to be in charge. So they definitely don't like him because he thinks he's better than wants to be in charge. You say he's evil, say he's good, say he's a mix. But no, Trump is something else entirely. And we're living in a spectacular time right now. So nobody should be bored. Nobody should be... They're saying, man, you know, the dreariness of life. This is exciting. This is awe-inspiring. This is fantastic beyond any imagination. But, if I told you stuff like that.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Drones, you know, just record it all, because what would they have to do? Bring in the military to stop everybody from being down there? And also, like Michael Vaughn, we need to start anybody that can speak Spanish or any other language needs to start relaying to these people that they're being used for the election. You know, and relay that message.
Absolutely. And what happened is the rush was so big, millions of people a quarter coming in, that they're planning on shutting it down just to slow it down because they're even breaking through the processing centers. They want to give them phones, give them documents so they control them. They're not even in control of them, so that's why they're trying to put a little bit of a damper on it.
Right. Obama phone. We were the beta test for that.
Obama gave us a phone. He's going to do more.
Yeah, and now they got it.
Guys, pull up Obama phone lady. I want to play that clip. Dustin, anything else you want to add, brother?
We just got to keep getting the information out there, you know, just keep
we're doing it, brother. Love you. Appreciate you. Thank you. Scott in Tennessee.
Hey, Alex, this is a long-time listener here. I got something I want to tell you first, and then I want to tell you why I called. But first thing is, I was the guy that called in many years ago, probably around 2009, 2010, about you had Willie Nelson on the line in the studio, actually. And I said, hey, Willie, why don't you do a 9/11 event? And he said, you know what, Scott, I'm going to take you up on that. And he said, I can't believe it. A caller called in, Scott from Arizona at the time. That's where I was living. And got Willie to agree to do a benefit concert. So I was that guy. I wanted to throw that.
I remember that. That was your idea. Yep.
So I just wanted to say that that's how long I've been listening for, and I'm glad that actually happened. But what I really called about today, Alex, is I'm out here in Nashville. I'm a singer-songwriter, and I have a buddy, a good friend of mine, who is the chief songwriter for Bon Jovi. He's written about 70 songs that have been on records for Jovi over the last 20 years. And he's like us and, you know, knows everything that we do and follows and listens to you as well. And he's seen that you've gone through, you know, some hard times with this court case. And he decided to, though, he knew all these things that had come true that you predicted. So he decided to write a song, a real pro song here. It's awesome. It's called Alex Jones Was Right. And I've got it, and I want to send it to you. I think you're going to love it. I think it could be your theme song. It's a well-written song. He did a video for it and a whole bit. And I'd be tickled to death to get that.
Well, I'm honored, not blown away. I mean, there's some other versions of Alex Jones Was Right. People done music. And we could also just put the lyrics out and let everybody else make their own version of it. So give the guy some credit, unless he doesn't want the credit. What's his name?
Billy Falcon. He was actually an artist on John Bon Jovi's label back in the day, in the, you know, like 89, 90 time frame. He had a couple hit songs out there. And but he went ahead and, you know, he writes on the side, still writes for Bon Jovi to this day.
Well, that's great. Do you want us to give you an email, or we'll talk to you? Because I want to see it. Music video out yet? Can we see it?
No, he doesn't want to put it on YouTube because he has a YouTube channel. He doesn't want to put it there because it'll get taken down. He doesn't want his YouTube channel to get taken down. He wants to be able to put it on your band video thing. So he said get an email address and then send it to him. And so that's
okay.
What I'm gonna do.
Good. Well, I'm going to put you on hold then, and give this to Rob, dude, and just make sure we don't forget to do it. And then I'd love to see it. And then this is what it's all about, culture. It's all about art. Beautiful. Scott, anything else?
Good, Alex. I appreciate your time.
Appreciate you, Scott. Put Scott on hold, please, and give his number to Rob, dude. And let's see this music. I love the call earlier about a Declaration of Independence. And I'm thinking, yeah, I could write a Declaration of Independence against the New World Order, which I'll probably do. We need to crowdsource that and have a lot of versions put out. And then that's what will lead to other producers and other writers and other people like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and others to look at it. Let's go to we have the Obama phone clip. Let's play that. Here it is.
Obama.
You got Obama phone?
Yes. Everybody in Cleveland know minority got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know. Gave us a phone.
He gave you a phone. How did he give you a phone?
You sign up. You're on food stamps. You're on Social Security. You got low income. You disability.
Hey, I have a question. Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
Romney, he sucks. Hey.
There you go. Melanie in Illinois, you're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Hi,
can you hear me?
I can. Thank you.
Okay. There was like a static that went through.
I understand.
So since this is a wild card, I'm looking at investing into like our Roth or a new Roth separate from my husband's work. And we've invested in things like physical gold and silver for stability, storable foods, ammo and guns and all that. If, and God willing, we do turn this around, where does the average conservative Christian put their retirement money to avoid funding companies that we just don't agree with?
Well, everything is about not supporting BlackRock, and that's been happening. That's why they're having to back off on some of their globalist plans right now. But that's a big question. I think we're a long way from defeating the New World Order, and we should create new, you know, pro-populist, pro-human, pro-family, pro-God funds that then, you know, basically are very public. And you could have online systems where the shareholders could vote down to the smallest person in the aggregate for, you know, what policies they would want to see that investment put into. But I think what you raise is a central issue.
Okay, so, like, I've been doing my research, and like I said, I'm just now looking into our Roth, like, starting at my husband's in the military, so I'm not worried about his retirement, but I am worried about another retirement income. So I found something called Timothy Plan U.S., and Timothy Plan, there's one, like, Inspire International, Inspire, I'm just reading them all down the line, but I don't want to put my money in, like, Schwab and Vanguard and all of these you know, ETFs or whatever they are. Like I said, I'm still learning. But I just don't know. Like, is it even worth putting into this? If the system crumbles, you know, am I better putting it into my physical gold stash and my ammo?
Well, I mean, I told people 10 years ago that gold was going to go down for a long time and that I was no longer promoting gold for a while. It's good to have as an emergency backup. Now I've been saying for 3 years, get back into gold. It's gone up $1,000 an ounce. So I don't think it was hard to make that call. I'm not the financial master when it comes to stock picks or any of that. But I think, if you are investing in things that help people, whether it's good energy companies or whether it's self-defense or whether it's good medical stocks, I mean, I think it's really up to you. That's a super huge issue. I mean, I don't invest. I don't have any stocks, any bonds, nothing, because I would have to spend all my time trying to figure out, is that the right thing? Is that the right company? So I've just decided not to be in that. And I've just been mission-oriented, spending all the money we've got to fight the globalists. But that's a larger debate we should have, and it's a market people should serve. There's a lot of telecom companies and cell phone companies that are Christian or conservative that actually do good work. That way your money's not going to leftists. And so I think that's really what it comes down to, is you've got to study each service you need and really decide first where you spend your money. That's the biggest power you have. I would invest. I'm not giving you advice. I would invest if I had extra money in companies I thought were good. And it basically,
right. Good morals.
Take Rumble. It's a public company, isn't it? I don't own any stock in Rumble, but I mean that they're really not censoring. They're doing a great job. They're offering a great service. I would just invest in what I think is good and not even worry about whether it made money or not. But I think Rumble's going to be a winner. I mean, Joe Rogan told me 6 months before the Spotify deal was announced he was going to Spotify. I even knew when it was going to happen. He really trusts me. I didn't tell my wife, didn't tell my family, didn't tell you. I didn't buy Spotify stock. It basically doubled right after he did that. Went back down later, but that would have been insider trading. I didn't do it. So there's a lot of questions. Thank you so much, Melanie. I really appreciate your call.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.